Hey guys, it's Brady and Ryan, back on The Brian Show, with another topic about the Constitutional Convention. I am here with Ryan.
Hey man.
Hey man, what's going on?
You know, it's going pretty good.
That's good, man.
What about you?
Nothing much, I'm just chilling.
Ready to get into this topic?
Yes, I am. Alright, so today we will be talking about the ups and downs of the New Jersey Plan, who created it, and why it should be used.
Brady and Ryan, the Brian is back.
All right, Ryan, tell me a little bit about the New Jersey Plan.
All right, so Brady, the New Jersey Plan was basically a plan to give each state equality and vote regardless of population because, you know, some states back then, they were like bigger than others and more populated in other areas. So yeah, just it was a way that the United States could be governed, and it called for one vote per state.
So why was there a New Jersey Plan?
Well, these big states made a plan called the Virginia Plan, and basically it just gave power to the bigger states, and you know, we need a little power for the little states, so.
Oh, so something that opposed it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Brady, so who supported the New Jersey Plan and who created it?
Well, states like New York, Connecticut, Delaware, and New Jersey supported because they are smaller states, and it was created by a man named William Paterson.
Well, who's William Paterson?
William Paterson is he's an immigrant to America who came here in 1747 to New Jersey, in fact, which is one of the states that supported the New Jersey Plan, and he came with his family. And he wanted to start study law, which helped him get into the New Jersey Plan. And Paterson wanted to reflect the equal representations of states, thus enabling equal power. And that is who William Paterson is. What's up, guys? Today we are sponsored by Tortoiseshell. Yes, we smoke tortoiseshell mixture. You don't? Tortoiseshell is a mixture of pure tobaccos, scientifically blended, free from added scent, flavoring, or sugar, which only spoil the natural aroma of the natural leaf. And if you just want to relax on a hot summer day or in the cold, and it will do that. Go ahead and take a quick puff. And you can go ahead and give this a free trial for only 25 cents an ounce and found at your local. So Ryan, what does the New Jersey Plan offer to the government?
Well, one good thing that the New Jersey Plan offered was a way to amend the Articles of Confederation, not get rid of them, and start a new government like the Virginia Plan would do. The New Jersey Plan had 11 resolutions, including how it could give Congress the power to tax, regulate, interstate commerce, and many more. Talking about the Virginia Plan, the New Jersey Plan was a response because Paterson believed it would give too much power to the larger states.
Oh, that's true. It would.
Yeah.
All right, Brady, so tell me why the New Jersey Plan did not pass.
So the New Jersey Plan was rejected because it was a basis for a new constitution, which it gave each state power, which that would be unfair for the bigger states. So they decided instead of just using the New Jersey Plan, they would combine the Virginia and the New Jersey Plan to, you know, make the best plan possible. And at the end of the day, the New Jersey Plan inspired many other decisions that would soon come.
Thank you guys for coming to watch us. You can come and join us next time on The Brian Show.
Brady and Ryan, The Brian is out.